With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by Crutchfield and by the Visualite Cinema, the Valley's home for world-class cinema, including foreign and independent film. Miracle at St. Anna is a vivid rejoinder to decades of movies that paid little or no attention to the contributions of black soldiers during World War II. It's not subtle, but what did you expect out of Spike Lee? Using stark and provocative imagery, he shows the famed Buffalo Soldiers fighting not just the Nazis, but their incompetent, racist commanders, who see them as unfit for combat. Lee may belabor his outrage, but it's hard to blame him. You can fault him, though, for failing to build an engrossing story around his corrective to the film historical record. While Lee's movies tend to be defined by texture more than by narrative, there's a fluidity and clarity of purpose to his best work that's clearly lacking in Miracle at St. Anna. The screenplay by James McBride, who adapted his own novel, is a muddle, and Lee can't decide what's important. A stilted framing device sets up a mystery that never develops any force or urgency, even after Lee plunges into the horror of combat in 1944 Italy. There's a single noteworthy performance from the beautifully expressive Omar Benson Miller as a naive but good-hearted soldier. Charismatic lead actors Derek Luke and Michael Ealy are forced to embody types, mouthpieces for a debate about how black men can achieve the American dream. That subject has long preoccupied Lee, and it's a rich one. But in Miracle at St. Anna, it's one of many ill-fitting pieces to an incoherent puzzle. With 91 Seconds on Film, I'm Ben Knuckles. 91 Seconds on Film is brought to you by the Visualite Cinema and by Crutchfield, bringing the theater home with a selection of digital flat panel TVs and home theater gear in Charlottesville, Harrisonburg, and at crutchfield.com. 91 Seconds on Film can be heard Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:20, Friday mornings at 9:20, and Friday afternoons at 5:20.